At Farm to Table, we know how confusing healthcare is. We're here to simplify the healing process. We believe that healthcare should be simple. It should help people feel better. That's why we started the Table Talk podcast, to gather around the table with you, no matter where you are. We want to come and learn together and discuss a new healthcare approach that addresses the root cause of your symptoms. The journey for each person is unique, but together we can thrive.
Welcome to our next episode of Our Journey with Thriving. And we are here with Amber Fish, who is one of our fabulous pharmacists on the Farm to Table team from Texas. And she is going to tell us all about her journey to getting to a place of thriving through functional medicine. So thanks so much for being with us, Amber. And just tell us a little bit about your journey as a pharmacist and sort of what sparked your interest in functional medicine.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm just excited to tell my story. And I hope that it will relate to some patients on their journey. So I pretty much got started with my functional medicine journey back in 2019. However, my health journey started several years prior to that because I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I went through all the conventional providers. I was on some medication for RA, and it just wasn't working. I felt worse. And I just felt like there was pieces of the puzzle missing. So I started doing my own research. I looked into the Mediterranean diet. I went to a dietitian slash chiropractor who helped me start an elimination diet. Then I started listening to podcasts, and Dr. Mark Hyman was one of the hosts of the podcast that I listened to. And that triggered my interest in functional medicine. I then found a provider in Houston, Texas, and started seeing her. And that was my start to my journey of health or healthy living and healing my body. It's a continuous journey, but, you know, I am so much better off of conventional medications. And so that was how I got started into functional medicine.
Yeah. So what was like the conversation like with, so I'm assuming you were going to a rheumatologist that was like, hey, here is the treatment for RA. This is what you need to do. I mean, they probably counseled you on side effects of medications, but as a pharmacist, it's interesting because people think that we're like pro medication just because we have that pharmacy hat on, but I'm sure there's lots of things going through your mind of like, so take us back to that. Like what went through your mind about like long-term side effects of medications or even just like why the medication's needed in the first place?
Well, my symptoms came out of nowhere. I mean, I just one day woke up and I had excruciating pain in my arms and my hands. So I started with my primary care doctor. She ran multiple tests. And at this time, like, you know, I was all conventional medicine, like as a pharmacist and working in academia and teaching about medications, it was conventional medicine. Okay, this is what you do. So then she referred me to a rheumatologist. I saw the rheumatologist and they put me on Plaquenil or hydroxychloroquine. And I do remember her telling me to exercise. And she looked at me and she said, you need to exercise. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, I felt that there was no end. Like I felt that, oh my gosh, this is going to be my life. I'm going to have RA. I'm going to have deformed joints. I taught a lecture in pharmacy school or when I was assistant professor on rheumatoid arthritis. So I knew all of the devastating effects of the disease. And, you know, it just was sort of a, okay, well, let me just figure out how to maneuver this through the conventional medicine. And I had, once I started hydroxychloroquine, you know, I had to do eye exams and I just felt like I wasn't getting any better. Also, I had terrible migraines. I remember I would be at work and I would get a migraine and I'd have to come home. And I felt like I was just starting to take more and more medications because of this. And I felt like the hydroxychloroquine was affecting it. Also, I had to go on prednisone and I had a lot of weight increase because of the prednisone. So, you know, it was, I mean, I don't want to say dread or doom, but that's sort of how I felt because when you go to a rheumatologist and they do conventional medicine, It's just like, oh, we can try this, or, you know, we can try this medication, or we can try this medication. And, you know, I remember her asking me if I wanted to be on methotrexate, but because of my age and potential pregnancy down the road, that's one thing that I wasn't wanting to be on, just because of, you know, you have to be on birth control medications. So, you know, it was just very depressing, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And ultimately you're left with your symptoms are still there, right? And maybe a little lessened so that you weren't in such excruciating pain, but they weren't like going away. Your body wasn't healing and you're just frustrated. And I feel like that's so many times what our patients are experiencing is that they're coming in, they're frustrated, they're being told that the only path forward is a medication. And we're not saying that all medications are terrible and you should never take a medication, right? That's not what we're saying. There's a time and a place for treating things with medication. And I feel like, but when it comes to chronic conditions, there's so much that can be done by diet, lifestyle, addressing some of these causes. And certainly there's autoimmune conditions that do need some of these medications we're talking about because of the extreme nature of them or the disformities that they may cause. And so I don't want this to come across that no one should take medications for RA, because there are people that do need them. But when you're at the beginning stages, like you are, there's so much that can be done as a starting place. And so talk to us through what, when you found functional medicine, what was your sort of first step when that provider met with you for the first time?
I was overwhelmed when I found functional medicine, because there were all of these systems that I hadn't really thought about as putting together. And I remember her saying, like, okay, well, I can test X, Y, and Z, but let's just start with your, you know, like a nutritional evaluation, and then let's do a gut test. And so, after, you know, listening to a podcast about functional medicine and doing some research, it was like, I really think this is it. Because, so before I found functional medicine, in the sense of functional medicine, I did look at like the Mediterranean diet, and I looked at research papers around diet and rheumatoid arthritis. And so I did eliminate, so I eliminated dairy out of my diet first, and or no, I'm sorry, I eliminated gluten first, and I did improve, but there were still pieces of the puzzle missing. So once I started seeing my functional medicine practitioner, it made so much sense. But I remember the first, I was super excited, but at the same time, I was overwhelmed, because I just felt like there was so much to learn and to take in as a patient and a pharmacist that, you know, I had to just break it down step by step.
Yeah. I love what you said about like you were like excited. You had this like newfound hope that like all is not lost and there's options beyond just being told to take these medications that aren't really helping me. But at the same time, you're overwhelmed, because I feel like so many people sit in that spot, right? Of like, I am so thankful I found this option that has promise and hope. But at the same time, it's just so overwhelming because there's so many different paths you can take, so many different tests you can do. Like, and I think that speaks to why people need a provider to help them navigate this. Because if you, even though you are a healthcare professional, are trying to navigate it for yourself, like it's a little bit one-sided and there's a lot of emotion that comes with it and things like that. So like having that other person to say, hey, this is what I think you should do first based on my clinical experience with other patients like you is like such a game changer, right? To like helping you go through the path. So what was the first type of testing from a functional medicine standpoint that you did?
So I did multiple tests. I did a stool test to look at my gut. And I also did a breath test, a SIBO, a small intestinal bacteria overgrowth test, because the provider thought that I had overgrowth because of my GI symptoms. And I also did a micronutrient test, just looking at the cells at a microscopic level, pretty much to see how they were functioning, what macro and micronutrients I was needing, what vitamins I was needing. So those were, along with blood work, so, you know, general blood work, those were the first three tests I did. And I think I also did maybe a mold test. I know I did a mold test because one of the first things my provider said was a lot of times patients with RA have mold toxicity. So, and those were pretty much my basic test in the beginning. And once those were completed, then it was the saga of the supplements, which, you know, I think that like supplements are important, just like sometimes, you know, like prescription medications are really needed. And in functional medicine, I think that as a patient experiencing this firsthand, I was on a lot of supplements and I just, it, that part was even more overwhelming than my first visit. And you just sort of have to figure out a breakdown of how you're going to take your supplements. But also, as a provider, it taught me a good and beneficial lesson because I try not to overwhelm my patients with supplements because I think we can become supplement happy. And through my educational journey of functional medicine, I have discovered that, you know, supplements are a bridge, and that's what I tell my patients is that we're bridging to a healthier, better life, right? So it's the bridge to help your body overcome the diseases or the illnesses that it has so that you can live a better life. And granted, there are some supplements that you're going to probably take for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm still on supplements, but it's just not that laundry list of supplements that I'm on now.
And I think there's also like some people in the functional medicine space that do it like crazy. Like I've had patients come to me from some of these online practices that are getting like, I mean, just like herbal concoctions upon herbal concoctions. And they have this list of like 65 steps of this like protocol that they're doing. And I just think for a lot of people, that's not like realistic, right? Like to do all of these different things and take things 5 times a day. But with gut stuff, it is hard because if we're adding like an antimicrobial to help address the balance of the good and the bad bacteria or kill off some yeast or something like that, and then we're adding digestive enzymes to help break down your food better, and then we're adding something to heal the gut lining, and then we're adding a probiotic. And so there's four things right there that we're asking you to do. But the nice thing is that generally a lot of that is just, 2 months. Like, give me 2 months of an antimicrobial, 2 months of a like di a healing a support. But the probiotic and the digestive enzymes might stay on board for longer. So sort of what you're saying, it's not, it seems like a lot at the beginning and trying to, even as a pharmacist, and we know like compliance for medications, if you go from 1 time a day to 2 times a day, it drastically drops off, right? And so same thing with supplements. We have to be mindful about, what we're asking people to do because it's not like, oh, just take all of these things and that all of a sudden happens at their end.
Right. And I think that, you know, in my case, I'm going to call myself sick. Like I was pretty bad off when I first started seeing my functional medicine provider. But, you know, as I changed my diet, and because the diet is like one of the most core foundation principles of functional medicine, and we can get all of our nutrients through the diet, or the majority of them, I wouldn't say all, but the majority. And I think that learning that through my process was like very beneficial and very educational.
Yeah, I think, I mean, certainly our N of one patient, we learned so many things like, oh, this causes this side effect or this does this. It like brings it home for people to be able to counsel patients as well. I mean, the more, I think that's why patients gravitate towards people that have experience, with themselves for, and whether that's an online influencer or provider or whoever, they're like, oh, they know about me because they've been this. I mean, the best endocrinologists are type one diabetics, right? Type patients that have diabetes. Because they live it every day, just like their patients. So awesome. Well, what else do you feel like was really impactful to you on your journey?
The most impactful thing was healing my gut because it was a night and day difference. And I mean, that was just one of the biggest eye-openers for me is that when I started on healing my gut, it was like my pain went away, my swelling went away. I had some brain fog, and all of that just cleared up. And even, I mean, it reflected in my labs. And like my hsCRP became normal, my ANA, became normal. And so the gut healing was the game changer for me. And I feel like that is one area that I am very focused in, especially for my patients, is because, I mean, in functional medicine, everything starts in the gut. And I think healing the gut helps reduce so many symptoms. And it helps patients feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's sort of, I mean, whole quote from Hippocrates says all disease begins in the gut. And I think that's true probably 70% of the time. There's the times that like stress and, other conditions or viruses trigger things that might not necessarily be like an overgrowth or a gut, but there's normally something we can do, especially in our modern world of pesticide exposure and stress and, improper digestion because we're eating so fast and all of those things. There's always a little bit to do. But talk to me about, I know we talk a lot about like the core lifestyle things, like how do you keep things at bay now that you've done all of those gut healing things at the beginning? But what do you do when we're talking like movement? And I know we talk about, stress reduction a lot. We talk about, maintaining gut health, but are there sort of tips that you have for people that have autoimmunity once they've sort of come out of the big, I guess, symptoms, and now they're just like, how do I prevent this from coming back?
So definitely, the core, the five core things. So diet, movement, stress management, sleep, and relationships. Those are the five core things that we focus on. And for me, I really try to stick with no dairy. I can't say I'm completely gluten-free now, but when I'm very conscious of, like, if I do have gluten, that it's wheat from like Europe, or that, I guess I'm more aware of like what ingredients are in products, so that I'm not eating products with like a laundry list of ingredients, that my products are clean or my food is clean. I really try to focus on fruits and vegetables, fats and protein, and in my diet. So as long as I am consistent in that, my inflammation and pain is and swelling is minimal. And then of course it, it just takes determination and motivation, because I know how I was prior to this journey and I don't want to go back there. So that determination and motivation helps me, like, I walk every day. I have two dogs, so we go on three walks a day, and I try to go to the gym a couple times a week. So I just try, it's all a balance, right? So, and then with stress, I definitely do prayer and I do breathing techniques. So if I get into a stressful situation, I'm taking deep breaths and holding my breath and releasing breath through my nose and in through my mouth. So that kind of stuff is how I manage my stress. And then I'm very mindful of sleep. Sleep is very important. I try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And I have relationships. I have to work at this. I work from home a lot. So whenever I am working from home, I'm making sure that I'm going out and talking to my neighbors, meeting a friend for exercise. So, and sometimes just combining some of these core health pillars is beneficial, because, right, we're all on time constraints and or restraints. So, and the other piece to eating is that I have switched grocery stores. So we have a more of an organic grocery store here in Corpus. And so I try to buy more of my produce and everything there, because I know it's organic. But I don't want to make people think that I'm perfect, because I'm not. I will indulge in some foods, and then I do suffer the consequences the next day. But I think that as long as you really try to maintain, that's the key, is just, and not beating yourself up. If you mess up or if you get off the bandwagon per se, just realize, hey, I need to get back on. I need to really clean up my diet for 6 weeks and get back on that, the health train, if you want to call it that. So, it's just, and it's an ongoing process. You're never finished, right? Like you always have to just maintain.
Yeah. And I think that's, I mean, with most things in life, like we don't just get to scoot on, right? There's always something we have to work at and continue to do, whether it's, you know, nutrition or just even, I know a lot of people with past trauma struggle with some of the mental health components of that, but like continual engagement with mental health resources and for people that are introverted and not as likely to be out in community and doing all the things. So it is, it's, you know, every day sort of putting one foot in front of another. And it gets easier, I think, over time as you start to build it into your lifestyle. Like you said, finding where to shop is, you know, the best for you. I mean, I feel like we go to like three different grocery stores, depending from like a feeding a family of four plus a, you know, cost savings of which place has the best prices for what. But it is, and that takes effort, right? Some people are like, I'm not doing that. I'm only going to one grocery store. I can't go three different places. But with the avenues of grocery ordering and all the things that COVID brought us in that space, it is definitely a lot easier to do maybe than it once was. But I love, you know, summers, farmers markets, and trying to, we participate in a CSA with a farm that's completely organic. So I just go and pick up this box of vegetables from a house, you know, in my community that they drop it off to. And so there's lots of different ways, but it does take the effort, right? I have to research that. I have to figure out, like, is there a CSA in my community that has these resources? And it's not all just like, I think so many people want like the quick fix in our society.
Right.
They want the supplement that's going to cure them or the this and that. And it's not, that's not a thing, right? There's not one thing that's going to change the world, right? When you were doing your gut health work, it was multiple things, nutrition, lifestyle, plus some targeted supplements. And it takes time. And I think that's another thing people don't realize. They're like, okay, I want to feel better in a month. Like I want this supplement, this protocol to be like game changing right now. And that's also a little bit of a falsehood, right? Like for you, how long would you say, like, I mean, I know that there was a drastic reduction in your symptoms after the gut healing protocol, but when you were sort of back to your like baseline or as close to your baseline as you've gotten, like how long do you think that was?
I think that took a couple of years. I mean, definitely, it wasn't, you know, like I was going to see her at least 9 months, but probably before I started, you know, I would improve a little every month or at each appointment. But this drastic turn was whenever I started working on my gut. And, you know, I still feel like that I can always improve, right? So even now I'm like, okay, I need to go back on a gut protocol for about six to 8 weeks and get everything all like lined up again. But I mean, I can function. I wake up and I don't have pain. I, you know, it's just, it's amazing how, you know, you take care of yourself and eat healthy, exercise, sleep, and you know, like doing the gut health stuff really helped. I do want to say that sometimes I definitely felt a little stressed at some points along the journey, just because it was a lot of information. Also, I had some mold toxicity, and you know, I live in South Texas, mold's everywhere. You walk into a restaurant, you look at the AC vents, and you're just like, oh my gosh, there's mold. But I mean, I live in a very humid environment, and I think one of the things that I've had to come to terms with is that I'm not going to be in a mold-free environment, but can I live with that? And I, you know, in functional medicine, we talk about the total toxicity, right? Like how much toxicity your body can handle. And I think that for me, my total toxicity isn't as high as it used to be. So my body's able to eliminate probably the mold that I still encounter, but so that it's not affecting me.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we have to take a step back and just look at your situation and say, okay, how can you live with this? You can't get out of it. So, you know, you might not be 100% better, but what can you live with?
Right. And that's, I mean, I think it's just a good reminder that it's daily steps towards whatever your goal is. You know, it's going to be slow and steady, but slow and steady wins the race, right?
Exactly. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today and just sharing your story. And where can everyone find you?
So I am at farm-to-table dot life. And so you can, if you are interested in getting in touch with me, you can book a 15-minute appointment through farm-to-table. And so that's pretty much my one and only platform right now. But
and you're licensed in Colorado, North Carolina, and Georgia, and Texas.
And let's see, and Wyoming. So Wyoming, Colorado, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. So I do see, right. I have a wide variety of licensures. So if you are in any of those states, you can, I would love to be one of your providers if you are interested in this journey of functional medicine. And also, I do have a little bio on the ifm.org website under the provider. So,
yeah,
so well, Melody, thanks for so much for having me and let me tell my story.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for listening. We're excited you are on your journey with us. Find us online at farmtotable.life, farm with a P, and on Instagram at farmtotableteam.